Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Seedens. Our top local story: a critical deadline faces thousands of local workers the end of this week.
Just over 2,000 people work for the city of Pasadena, and the city has said to its workers, present proof you've been vaxxed and do it by this Friday. This includes Pasadena City Police and firefighters. And for people who refuse the shot, they'll have to undergo weekly nasal swab tests for coronavirus. The city says it has enough money from the feds, the American Rescue Plan, to pay for nearly 17,000 such tests. They cost the city $55 each. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
COVID-19 transmission in Los Angeles County is dropping.
The CDC has now moved the county from the high community transmission category down to substantial. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have been decreasing for a few weeks now, following a summer surge that was driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. Public health officials continue to caution that we could still see an increase in cases as kids return to school and more people go back to work. Also, there might be a Labor Day weekend-related bump. As things improve in LA County, California has become the first state to get out of the high transmission category. In a tweet, Dr. Erica Pan, the state epidemiologist, points to high vaccination rates and indoor masking as significant factors in slowing the spread of the virus. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles County today is reporting another 37 COVID-19 deaths, along with just over 1,900 new cases. Nearly two dozen law enforcement canine teams from around Southern California are in Los Angeles to undergo training and testing on explosive detection skills.
Agencies taking part include Federal Protective Service with Homeland Security, the CHP, Los Angeles, and Inglewood Police. The three-day program is being hosted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Cody Monday is the lead instructor for the National Odor Recognition Test.
They're finding that they're training on new explosives. Sometimes they don't have access to things. So that's our job with ATF, is to provide our federal, state, and local partners access to explosives that they may not have.
Ed Dominguez is a bomb canine handler for the LAPD.
We get to actually teach the dog a new explosive order where they learn it. Once they learn it, it gets imprinted, it stays with them forever.
The voluntary test evaluates a canine team's ability to detect 10 fundamental and commonly encountered explosive odors. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A day after Governor Newsom survived a recall attempt, state Senate and Assembly leaders have announced plans to reform the state recall system. Bay Area Senator Steve Glazer says it is time to reevaluate and update the recall process. He believes that Californians want accountability from their leaders, but they don't want to be what he calls partisan manipulation. He's not suggesting the recall process be eliminated, however. An effort's underway to cut California's water usage to 13 gallons per person per day. That doesn't sound like a lot. You're right. Right now, each of us uses about 86 gallons a day. Two groups are working to find ways to cut that number. Ben Stapleton is with U.S. Green Building Council Los Angeles, which is partnered with the 50-leader coalition in the effort. He says he expects new regulations for new construction projects.
There's no question in my mind in the next 2 to 3 years here in the L.A. area, we're going to start to see policy that's going to require on-site water reuse in new buildings. We're already starting to see that in some other parts of the state. You know, right now in San Francisco, they're requiring on-site water reuse in new developments in the city. There's just some other cities in California, the Central Valley, that are starting to require that.
Stapleton says people can start right now by using rainwater collection systems to water their lawns. A published report says that Facebook has repeatedly found that its Instagram app is harmful to many teenagers.
The Wall Street Journal cited Facebook studies over the past 3 years that examined how Instagram affects its young user base, with teenage girls being most notably harmed. Christina Lerman is a research professor of computer science at USC.
Instagram and other sites, they're offering filters to alter bodies and faces to make things look even more unrealistically beautiful. But that's what we've been conditioned by our culture to like this.
According to the journal, one internal Facebook presentation found that among teens who reported suicidal thoughts, 13% of British users and 6% of American users traced the issue to Instagram. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Angeles National Forest will remain closed until September 22nd at midnight. The Cleveland and San Bernardino National Forest are also extending their closures until that date. The fire danger level in those areas have been increased from extreme to critical. New fires are continuing to pop up, and any major incident has the potential to exhaust all fire resources. And currently, there are 11 large uncontained fires burning on National Forest System lands statewide.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.